Well, good morning and welcome to the Skinny on Sports. Coach Skinner here with you this morning. And for this week's segment, I'm pleased to be joined by the recently announced new Park City High School boys lacrosse head coach Kyle Hartzell, who's replacing Michael Persky, who retired after last season. Coach Kyle Hartzell, congrats on the new gig and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. And couldn't be more excited. I just moved to Park City last year. And it's going to be awesome to be part of the community and leading the lacrosse team here in the small town of Park City, so I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Yeah, that was going to be my first question, is whether or not you were new to Park City. So, yeah, you've been here a year, and I guess you've already found out how special this community is.
Yeah, I actually was here before COVID. I was here for a while, and then I moved to Texas for a short stint to coach the Longhorns down at the University of Texas. And me and my wife, I met my wife here, and we just had a baby girl, 9-month-old. She's 9 months now, and, yeah, we were always looking for an excuse to move back. And, we're big snowboarders. I'm a big outdoorsman. So this is a great place to be and enjoy all that stuff as well. So
great. I think you found the right place. Well, congrats and welcome back to Park City. Well, let's get things started talking about your playing career. You have a pretty impressive resume as a player. In fact, the press releases I saw kept referring to you as legendary. So let's go ahead and brag a little bit. Tell us about your playing career.
Yeah. I've been playing lacrosse ever since I picked up my first stick in ninth grade, and I fell in love with it immediately. I was a big soccer player growing up, and I kind of put the soccer ball away after my senior year and focused on lacrosse and didn't really get recruited. So such a late start. These kids nowadays are playing as soon as they can walk. So I was a little bit behind the eight ball there and just worked at it. And yeah, I walked on to a college called CCBC Essex, the community college in Maryland, where my hometown is. And from there, I walked on to Salisbury University. It's a D3 powerhouse, similar, Coach Jim Berkman just retired there after, I think it was like 32, 40 seasons. He's one of the winningest coaches in NCAA history, and he's kind of like the Nick Saban of D3 lacrosse down there. He's got 13 championships, national championships, in every class that has run through there. So if you go there as a freshman, every single class has won at least one national championship. So a pretty cool stat to have, being under him. And, from there I got drafted to go play professional lacrosse and what was the MLL, Major League Lacrosse, and then now it is the Premier Lacrosse League, the PLL. And then I retired in the PLL 3 years ago. I came out of retirement for a short stint this year and played with the California Redwoods. They had a lot of injuries on the defensive end. I played 3 games here in the pros this year, came out of retirement. But I am going to officially retire once again and never come back.
Yeah, and so you are a multi-time all-star as well as multi-time champion, as I understand.
Yes, won a couple pro championships, gold medals. I won a gold medal in 2018 with Team USA. And then, I've won 2 national championships, 3 pro championships. So I've got lucky to be blessed with great teammates, great teams and coaches. And, can't say enough about that. So.
Well, great. Well, so how has your playing career translated into coaching?
I think, just being around the game my entire life, right? I played pro for 17 years. And right after my final season as a player, I jumped right in, got asked to be the defensive coordinator for the Boston Cannons and coached pro for a while. And I've just been, I've been coaching high school, college, pretty much my entire life. When I've graduated college, I've throw myself right into the coaching realm. Right? I run a company. I train kids all across the country. It's called System 81. And I teach defensive clinics all across the country and then a lot here locally. So, coaching's always been a part of my life. I love coaching kids, love motivating them, and a lot of guys trying to get them to the next level. Guys that want to get to the next level, Division I, it's very hard. And I've guided and mentored a lot of kids to get to that next level. So it's been a passion of mine for my whole life, and lacrosse has been my full-time job. So, I really love it and can't say enough about it.
You're inheriting a program that won the 5A state championship last season, how familiar are you with what the current team is like and our club teams and all that kind of stuff and what you're inheriting?
Yeah, I've followed it pretty closely since I lived here prior. And then obviously, when I took the job, I followed Mike Persky and kind of what they did here at Park City. And like you said, it's been a powerhouse, and they've always been in the thick of it to win a championship every year. And I'm obviously coming into a great situation, a lot of history, a lot of success here, and I'm just going to try to build on that and make the most of it and try to, bring another state championship back to Park City next year. So another goal of mine is to, go back east where I'm from in Baltimore, the current you know, you say the hotbed of lacrosse is on the East Coast, New York, Baltimore. I'd like to go back there and compete and maybe take down some of those East Coast teams. So that's another goal of mine as well here.
Oh, that would sound great. Well, are there any challenges of taking over such a successful program?
I don't think so. I think, you know, coming in, it's just, you know, staying the course. I obviously want to put my own spin on things, and the culture that I'm going to build here to be a little bit different. But, no, I think I'm lucky enough to come in here. You know, Coach Persky, can't say enough of what he did here. Obviously, this program is well established, so walking into this thing without trying to rebuild anything is going to be awesome and make my life easier. But, no, I don't foresee any giant challenges. I mean, there's a great culture here. It's a lacrosse town, and I'm looking to just further build on that.
So I've seen the style of play that you're espousing is a relentless work ethic and aggressive defense. So how does that fit with what you've seen or what you know about the current style of play for our Park City High School team?
Yeah, I think, you know, they graduated quite a bit of guys last year to that state championship team. So, you know, I like to say we're going to rebuild, we're going to reload, and there's a lot of good pieces that are there now. And, yeah, I'm a very aggressive player on the defensive end, so I'll probably you'll see Park City's defense be a little bit more aggressive in the next season. You know, my style of play is definitely something that I like to motivate and coach, so I think you're gonna see a lot of aggressiveness out of that defensive end next year. And I'm really looking forward to getting I haven't even been with these guys yet. You know, the job just got announced, and first team meeting is end of September, and then we won't be on the field until November for fall ball. So I got a lot of time in between then to kind of, you know, build the you know, playbooks and, you know, kind of what we're going to be doing. And when I give those to the kids, we'll be hitting the ground running in November, trying to go through all that. So, yeah, you'll definitely see some aggressive play from the minors on the 2026, 2027 season. So,
all right, looking forward to that. Well, you know, last thing is, you know, coaching is really kind of a rewarding experience. You know, so talk about working with youth, not only developing their skills, but developing life lessons that they can take off the field with them.
Yeah, I think, you know, my number one goal, you know, as a coach is, you know, to make these guys, you know, they're already, you know, great character people, is just to build on that and make them great human beings. Because at the end of the day, not everybody's going to play professional lacrosse. These guys, you know, are going to go to college, and, you know, hopefully, you know, my thing here is going to be just make these guys good men, right? I think getting them to the next level, if they want that, if they just want to be great lacrosse players and play at a high level at the high school level, that's great. Because, you know, Division I, I want to say the percentage of people going Division I and playing is 1%. So that's not going to be everybody's goal. But, my goal here is to build a championship-caliber program and make these guys, obviously, they need to be good in the classroom. That's going to be another piece of that, because if you're not doing good in the classroom, you're not going to be on the field. So that's going to be some of the culture that is already established, building on that. And then, yeah, getting these guys into colleges, and because their next step in life after high school is – obviously getting a degree, and then they're moving into the real world. So that's my goal, is developing great young men. And, you know, in the sidebar of that is hopefully championships and a winning program. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. That was always part of the rewarding part when I was coaching as well. So yeah, you said we have some fall ball coming up, and I guess the official high school season starts in the spring. So you got some time to kind of get your feet under you. And anything else that we need to touch on before we let you go?
No, just I'm excited to get rolling, and can't wait to put my own sprinkle on, you know, what has already been established here. And I'm really looking forward to becoming a minor and just getting this thing rolling, and can't wait to compete next year.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you again for joining us on the Skinny on Sports, where you've been talking with new Park City High School boys lacrosse head coach Kyle Hartzell. Again, thanks for joining us, and I'd say let's go Miners.
I'd say let's go Miners too. Thanks for having me.